stars I walk, the expanse of the ruinous night, and the trail that led me straight home to you spans before me now, drowned in the dusk's steel blue light. And it slopes the town and the houses speckled down below, where cracked and flickering embers of light come trickling upon my sight. Do perchance reflect upon an empty whiskey bottle aloft in its flight? As I noticing did bellow fiendish curses at the sparks of the night. Well, it must have caught me at an angle just right. Before it smashed, I saw an image reflected and fleeting from my vain old soul. That I could only describe as your face. Because all
This is episode 59 here of a complete abridged record collection, the internet broadcast / internet podcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection. And that was the Himalayan Bear with a song called Only Dreams Let Me Hold You from their Hard Times LP that I just bought last Friday. So contemporary. This show's all about reliving the memories. I've barely had any memories with this record, except for the memory of buying it, which was a lot of fun. I saw the band at a small house in Elysian Park, and or in the Elysian Park district, I should say. And it was a great little night. Acted like a dad a little bit, you know, was not ashamed to ask for help for people who were ashamed to ask for help. So that was good dad-like experience. And they played that song, and it was spectacular. I'm going to say not even the record could do, even come close to doing that live version justice. It really blew me away. Record, of course, is great. Got lots of other songs on it. And, one of my favorite bands. One of my favorite bands, I've decided. So that's, it's great when you have a record by Experience and the music suddenly becomes your favorite music. And that's because it's not about how good it is. It's all about context. Music criticism doesn't exist. And neither does your great taste. So I don't know what to say. Just enjoy. Enjoy yourself, you know? And that's what I'm doing here today, episode 59. Lots of contemporary record purchases for the time being. And this next one I bought last Sunday from my favorite record store. A little recently moved store called Record Surplus, now on Santa Monica Boulevard in Santa Monica, Los Angeles, California. Record Surplus. And they used to have a whole mezzanine called the Annex that was all dollar records, 92 cents before tax. Well, now they have that on the ground floor, and it's just as good as ever. This is Ella Jenkins from her Folkways record, Jumbo, and other call and response songs and chants, a song called It's a Holiday.
It's a holiday,
and it comes once a year.
It's a holiday,
it's a holiday,
it's a holiday,
and it comes once a year.
It's a holiday,
and it comes once a year.
There with a great little number from their LP, The Shirelles Sing to Trumpets and Strings. Totally descriptive, totally great. An album of great songs, and the one we listened to was I'll Do the Same Thing Too. This record I also bought from my favorite record store, Record Surplus, last Sunday with my good friend Emily. We had a really great day together, or afternoon, I should say, that involved, firstly, meeting at a record store. Always a positive in my book. Secondly, being a tourist, sort of, you know, seeing touristy things, which was fun. And thirdly, donuts. It involved donuts. So how could one go wrong with a time like that? Plus, it came across a Shirelles record, and Emily bought an Everything But the Girl 12-inch for a dollar. Well, it was $1.84, but still. Pretty good deal, pretty good time. I also got that record we listened to before that by Tenya, called Touched by the Sun. The song we listened to was called Hear Me Well. It's a record from 1969 on the Perception label, and it was still sealed. $10. Amazing buy. Incredible find. Same guy that put out the Floyd Westerman record amazing, awesome record. So that made me happy. And I also got that Jumbo, Ella Jenkins, Folkways, you know, sort of children's call and response song, but also incredible LP for a dollar. So what a great record experience, And I also got this next record at the same time, this incredible Sunday. It was the whole weekend was great. I swam in a pool on a really hot day, a really warm pool. And, you know, I watched some Westerns. I ate some good food. I had my first Thai iced tea with boba at a Thai restaurant. And that's when I came up with the idea, Coke Boba. Awesome idea. I'm going to try and do it tomorrow. It'll be all over the internet soon. I went to a couple concerts. What else did I do this weekend? Bought the records. Man, bought the records. I had this terrible rental car. Maybe I'll play some music and I'll tell you about my terrible rental car. I'm going to play Oscar James. That's right. A little bit of the island music from 1991. That's right. It's going to be nice and synthy for y'all. Oscar James and a track called Katrina.
In the path in Katrina is on my mind. Sorry I have to leave for in Panama, but I have to return to Africa. When you get there, you must send for me. I'll be waiting for you patiently. Katrina, Katrina, you're rubbing off on me. 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 When you samba, when you lambada, you're rubbing off on me. You're rubbing off on me. Katrina, Katrina.
Though I see
the unforgettable, unmistakable Andy Gibb there from his After Dark LP that does not contain his hit, a song called Desire. And yeah, a record that I bought right after graduating. I think maybe the day I graduated. Trying to remember. Maybe that weekend. Don't exactly remember. I know I wanted to get something really life-changing, so I thought it's time to do it. Time to get into the brother of the Bee Gees, you know, the outsider, the hit maker, Andy Gibb, the man with the mystery, the man that was taken away all too young, the complicated one, the dark one, you know? So I gave it a try. I got After Dark. Pretty good record, as you heard. Very funky. Perfect little disco record. Before that, we listened to the perfect little Calypso disco record by a band called The Sunglows. Sunny and the Sunglows on Sunglows Records. That was Fools Rush In from their Jamboree album. And I bought that one in New Orleans. New Orleans, capital of great Calypso records for cheap. Because everyone's looking for blues, so that's where you gotta go look for the Calypso. And yeah, that's pretty much was a perfect find. That's exactly what I'm looking for in music. And before that, we listened to just a straight up Soca Calypso record by Oscar James, a song called Katrina from an EP called Katrina. Coming up next, a little segment curated by my good friend Emily Beliveau. These are all records that she gave to me for my birthday and for her celebration of moving to small town Goodrich, Ontario. We're going to start off with a local girl from the Southern Ontario scene. It's Sharon Strong on the super budget Canadian label Arc Records. We're going to listen to a song called Right or Wrong from her Sincerely ... album.
Right.
never thought I'd come back home, but here I am again. The days was tough, the nights was rough, I wondered how you've been. The last kiss that I gave you, dear, I promise I'd come home. So here am I with a golden ring, I'm glad that we're alone. There wasn't any work for me, so you know I moved on. You were too young to take from home, to be on the bum. And I was wet behind the ears, just a kid of 16. I hitchhiked and I hopped the freight, and a lawyer was me. I finally landed me a job with a man who had some bees. I helped him take his honey off to his house, I had his keys. I drove his pickup and his big semi, I'd extract honey in the tank. I filled the jars, he paid me well, I put money in the bank. So here we are, alone again, Mom told me about you. You waited for me 7 years, your love for me was true. You're pretty as can be, my dear, I'll never roam again. I promise I'll now settle down, now tell me how you've been. Tell me how you've been, my dear, I know you've been alone. The little things you made I see, you save for a home. I save my money to build our house, your letters in front, your kin. I'm glad that I come back again, now tell me how you've been.
Thank you. Then did you hear about the little kid that's running down the street one day? He's looking for a cop. You know, boy, he's really running. Finds the cop and he says, "Officer," he says, "come back to the bar with me real quick. My father's in a fight." So they run back down to the bar, you know. Go through the swinging doors. They get in there and here's three guys about to kill each other. I mean, there's a real, this is a battle. So the cop watches these guys. He finally turns to the kid and he says, "Okay, kid, which one's your father?" The kid looks at the cop and he says, "I don't know. That's what they're fighting about."
Funny stuff, right? Right? Anybody? No, terrible. But okay, before we crap on him too much, that's Wes Harrison. His comedy album called You Won't Believe Your Ears, and it's a guy who makes jokes with sound effects. And he's not Canadian, but it was sent to me by my great, great friend, Emily Beliveau. The memories could go on forever. I've known Emily since high school, and we've played in a band together, and we've traveled extensively together. And, you know, we've had fights, we've had moments of reconciliation, we've had moments of wonderment and accomplishment and defeat, and we've shared them all. Makes one very close. We've also shared some jokes. And so for my birthday this year, she sent me a bunch of records from a town called Goodrich, Ontario, which was recently hit by a tornado right after she moved to it. And it just missed her room. But she bought a bunch of records from, like, the old ladies, like, whatever, senior citizen, senior center sale. And that was one of them. So was the one we listened to before that, which was Buddy Max, Tell Me How You've Been. And the record itself is titled The Singing Flea Market Cowboy, which is admittedly pretty cool, even though the song was not amazing. But the accompaniment, I don't know if you noticed the bass line. It was like an electric organ bass line. Just awesome. And before that, we listened to Sharon Strong, Right or Wrong, from her Sincerely... album. And she's a local Southern Ontarian from the 50s or 60s, probably looks like early 60s, on the extreme budget label Arc Records. And I could tell you stories for days about Emily, but I don't even know where to start. I remember poignantly when we played a really bad show together in New Brunswick, and then we were driving across a bridge, and I like just honked the horn, and it was like all madness went into horn, and I felt so much better right after. And she's just that kind of person, you know? That kind of person. Pretty weak story, but just ask me about it in person sometime, yourself, that is listening to this. Okay. So I think I have one final song to play here on episode 59, getting near the end, hopefully. And this record is very special. I'm going to play this for my two wonderful friends, Nina and Esther. Also could tell you some great stories about them. Sad and funny, happy, all at the same time. I'm going to play a song by the man Leonard Cohen from his I'm Your Man record, which I bought in a place called Recordland in Calgary, Alberta, 2 weeks ago. Still sealed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're saying to me, David, it's a still sealed record. Shouldn't you at least check the price on eBay? And I've already done that. It goes for a pretty penny. But you know what? The memories of this record are more important than reselling it and then buying a non-sealed copy. I was just so happy to find this in Recordland. I was walking about and it was just amazingly crisp and cool. And it was so clean, that the way that only Canada can really be, you know? And Calgary, you know, the Dallas of Canada, it was even felt so beautiful, even though it's the shittiest town in the entire country. It felt so wonderful just to walk around it, and we were in this sort of neighborhood that was trying to be cool, and there's nice little houses, and just sort of felt like you could be in the Yukon almost, but you were still where it was warm. And we walked the river path and just saw some, you know, very mediocre public art. I just really, really enjoyed that day. And on that day, I bought one record, and it's this record, Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man, still sealed. So now, for your pleasure, I'm going to unwrap this still sealed record from 1988. Yes, from 1988. Never open. Still sealed. So here we go. All right, Canadian pressing, of course. Let's cut this last bit off here. Perfect condition. Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man. I'm going to drop it on, and thank you for listening to episode 59. Now I have to decide which track. Oh, man, they're all so good. Well, you know, if in doubt, just go with track one, side one. First We Take Manhattan. Great little number by one of my favorite recording artists of all time, dedicated to two of my favorite people. Enjoy, and thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
after 20 years of boredom, for trying to change the system from where they are. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I'm guided by a signal in the heavens. I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Just my win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Don't like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. The monkey and the plywood violin. I practiced every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. For me, I used to live for music.
Baby.
Remember me, I brought your groceries in.
Ooh, baby.
Well, it's Father's
baby.
Day, and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.